Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5. The Game, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and Connor Newt here with you. Willie Donick out today. He'll be back tomorrow. A proud dad, Willie Donick. His son Mahoney pitched a complete game in the D3 College World Series as his team avoided elimination. Another elimination game coming up here in just a little bit, so we'll forgive Willie for skipping the show to watch his son and his son's team play in the D3 College World Series. We'll catch up with Willie tomorrow. In the meantime, let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, who is proudly presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. TD, how are you?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Thank you for joining us, as always. So let's just start by getting your reaction to the big trades of today. Let's start with the most recent of those two trades. As everybody expected, A.J. Brown gets traded from the Eagles to the New England Patriots. Do you like the fit? What do you make of A.J. Brown reuniting with Mike Vrabel on that Patriots team?
No, I love the fit. I think it's really, really good for a young quarterback like Drake May to have a guy like A.J. Brown. I mean, look, one of the things Mike Vrabel always talks about are free yards. And I tell you what, there aren't too many guys in the league that don't give you more free yards. And what does he mean by that? When you catch a 10-yard slant and you take it 60 yards, and it goes to the quarterback stat column as a 70-yard pass, when really the 60 yards of it was done by the receiver. And that's what A.J. Brown does. We saw the play-action strike routes with Ryan Tannehill, you know, back in 2019, 2020, 2021, it's a great match for them. And getting that legit threat in the passing game is big time. This is going to make Kayshawn Boutte better. It's going to make Kyle Williams better, too, because everything's going to be focused on A.J., and they're going to get more matchups. And A.J., just having him in the room is going to be better. It's going to make them be better. It's going to push them to be better.
Let's talk about the other seismic trade made in the NFL today. Myles Garrett, Defensive Player of the Year, traded from the Cleveland Browns to the L.A. Rams. The Rams continue to say, F them picks, and acquiring the best defensive player of the past 10 years. What was your reaction to seeing that deal earlier?
Yeah, they're living by their motto, right? One thing's for sure, they are not afraid to trade picks for prospects or players that they want. And I thought it was pretty cool just seeing how all of it played out. And what I mean by that is, as Adam Schefter, Jeremy Fowler, as they reported, you know, this selection, this trade goes back to the selection of the quarterback in at pick number 13, right? And you look at that and you say, okay, now you don't have to use a pick in the future to get your quarterback. You got him. You got Ty Simpson waiting for Matt Stafford to retire, you know, and now you could give up the picks to get a player like that. The Super Bowl is in L.A. this year. It's going to be on ESPN, and looks like the Rams are trying to make sure that they're in it.
Teron, let's focus on the Tennessee Titans now. What Derek and I have been discussing before you came on, we've been discussing how if Titans fans need to be cautious about hyping up Carnell Tate this early. Everybody's seen the clip on social media of him making that outstanding one-handed catch in practice. You were there. You've been at this a long time. You've covered a ton of OTAs, a ton of training camp practices. I'm curious if Carnell Tate, through two practices, reminds you of anyone that was also similarly hyped up coming out of college and making their first impressions on the football field in the NFL?
that I've seen personally, like firsthand, that I covered? Are you saying from that perspective?
Yes.
Rookie-wise or just acquisition?
Let's go rookie or young player, maybe first or second year in the league.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the only thing I could think of is AJ, and it wasn't so much what he was doing, because remember, AJ had that hamstring injury during minicamp. He had a hamstring injury. Rookie minicamp, he was overweight. I told him to lose some weight, man. I see you're too sluggish, but it was just the swagger and the aura. You were like, oh, this is what a number one receiver looks like, you know, and that's what I remember. But, I mean, I think when you look at Carnell Tate, it's different than the A.J. Brown situation, because he's out there doing things, and you're like, whoa, man, that's really good. You know what I mean? And right from the start, you could tell that he's legit. Now, temper your enthusiasm. Nothing is ever as good as it seems or as bad as it seems right now. So you just got to just let it take its course. But I think there's a lot of room for excitement for Titans fans because of what he's doing out there.
Teron, a lot of the attention, obviously, through the two open OTA practices that you have been able to report on. The focus has been on Carnell Tate. Of course, a lot of focus on Cam Ward as he starts his second year in the NFL. What is a storyline or player or players who haven't been talked about as much through two open practices that you think deserves attention?
Good question. I think, what is a storyline? That's a really good question. I would say the budding, because all the focus is on Carnell Tate, but they signed a receiver for a lot of money in Wandale Robinson, right? And so, how are they working on the chemistry, right? And that position, that slot position, is one that it requires all receiver quarterback positions require chemistry, but that slot position, they have to be on the same page, like to the thousandth power, you know, and that's seeing how that develops. I would say, you know, seeing the guard and center, right guard and center competition, Anthony Hill Jr., making his way into the lineup. Those are all things. I mean, there's a few, but those are a couple that come to mind for me.
We'll talk with Teron Davenport, ESPN reporter for the Tennessee Titans, as well as you can catch him talking with TD on these airwaves. Now, you wrote an article, TD, about, you know, Cam Ward and Brian Daboll, him being a perfect fit for this offense. And you described in the article a situation where Cam hits Carnell Tate, speaking of Carnell Tate, over the middle for a clear touchdown. Yeah. But then Brian Daboll said, no, we're just going to put it on the one or two, and we're going to allow him to, you know, make a play from here, being that this was one of the worst red zone teams in the National Football League. What are you gathering with this relationship with Cam and Daboll, even though we're not too far into it?
Yeah, I touched on it in the story, that ability for them to see the game through the eyes of each other, right? And what I mean by that is for Daboll to understand, okay, yeah, I'm going to ask you what the hell happened, but I want you to tell me why you made this decision. And if you're able to push it back to me why you made the decision, I can help you make the right decision. But then at the same time, conversely, you have Cam Ward like, hey, I want to understand why he's calling this play in this situation. And when you understand, it's just like anything. You understand the why, you're able to execute it better. So I think that's a big thing that they're working on. But the thing that I love the most is when I asked Brian Daboll about, because this isn't the first, you know, relationship where he's developing the quarterback, right? You saw it with Josh Allen. You saw it with Jackson Dart. You saw it with Daniel Jones, where Daniel Jones reached a pretty good level of play, you know, under Brian Daboll. And he said the key to doing that is first establishing a relationship. And it's interesting because, you know, we get so caught up in the X's and O's, but not caught up in the relationship that has to be built in order to effectively call plays and put a scheme together that's going to maximize the young man's talent. And I think with Brian Daboll and doing that. That's what's really exciting to me, seeing that. And then, you know, a good example of that, right? Mm-hmm. So basically on that slant that across the middle that I mentioned, Brian Daboll told Cam what was going to happen. Like, he told him. He said, you know, this is going to happen. This one, and he's going to clear up, and you just make the throw to him, and it's going to be a touchdown. And it's exactly what happened. And that's why in the story, when Cam came off the field and he was running to the sideline, jogging to the sideline, Brian Daboll looked at him and nodded his head with a, see what I'm saying, type of manner, you know. And I think having that for Cam, seeing it play out, like that just develops that confidence in the play calling. And Cam said it himself, he's going to always put us in a great situation.
Now, we know Daboll is front and center as far as, you know, being a coordinator and working with Cam. But Shea Tierney also is a guy that has come with Daboll from Buffalo. He was with them and with the Giants. He came with him from the Giants, but he was with him with Buffalo as well. How important is that relationship to Cam? Because we always talk about he and Daboll's relationship, but obviously they have a close working relationship as well.
Yeah, I think it's equally important, to be honest with you, because, look, even though Daboll is calling the plays, he has other things to be concerned about besides just the quarterback. And we know the quarterback is the key to it all, but the other parts have to be correctly oiled and operating in order for everything to go right. So you have Shea Tierney. All he has to worry about is Cam. You know what I mean? So I think that's critical for them to be able to get that part of it situated because, hey, I mean, if that relationship isn't right and the person working with them every day isn't on the same page, then I don't think it's going to go right at all.
We're talking with Teron Davenport discussing the Tennessee Titans and their OTAs. How is the quarterback position being divvied up in practice, not necessarily with Cam, but the guys after him?
Yeah, all reps are equal, mm-hmm. which I respect that. And that's, you know, the staff's way of, you know, giving everybody an opportunity. Now, obviously, we know Cam's going to be the quarterback, but, you know, they're each getting their opportunities to make it happen and you know, assure themselves of some type, like acquit themselves, right? You know, mm-hmm. prove themselves in one way or another.
Now, we know Saleh is all about, no gas, all gas, no break. Have you seen that with the defense in these OTAs?
I think with the communication, uh-huh. that's something I saw a lot. You know, the linebackers talking, the nickel is very key in that communication, the safety. So I would say it from that way. And look, like they're hustling to the ball and all of that. I would say yes. I mean, there's a good tempo with practice and everything. So yes.
So it's more so from the communication standpoint, which is in this time and day, as far as like where they're at as a team in their OTAs, the communication part is more important than anything right now.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because this is where you establish that line of communication, right, and that ability to do that. Effectively.
Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan and Donick. He joins us every Monday and is presented by Bart Durham Injury Law. TD, as always, a pleasure. We'll catch up next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take it easy.
You too.
615-737-1025. Coming up next, I'm very excited about the Stanley Cup Final. It starts tomorrow, Vegas at Carolina, game one. And I have a message for certain people who I've been seeing saying something on social media that just drives me bananas. We will get to that coming up next, 615-737-1025. In the meantime, if you would like a pair of tickets to the Nashville Predators Beer Festival at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday, June 20th, be caller number 4 at 615-737-1025. Caller number 4 will win a pair of tickets to the Nashville Predators Beer Festival at Bridgestone Arena on Saturday, June 20th. Caller number 4, good luck. 615-737-1025. Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.